that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today we visit Chico Theater Company to hear from the director and several cast members from It's a Wonderful Life, the musical. This is the final weekend of performances at CTC for this tuneful and touching show based on the Christmastime movie classic. And another much-loved holiday movie has been turned into a Broadway musical. That show will be broadcast live on TV this Sunday. A Christmas Story, the musical, will preview for you music from that funny Christmas show about a boy who wants more than anything to get his perfect Christmas gift, a Red Ryder BB gun. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
In Reading, a week from tonight, at the Cascade Theatre, Thomasine Foley's A Celtic Christmas. This production has all new stories, dances, and music that celebrate Irish culture and the spirit of the season. That's next Friday at 7:30. Silk Sensations is the exhibit at the Orland Arts Center, featuring work by accomplished artist Tanya Mead Mullen. Her medium of choice is dyes on silk. The center's open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 6. What the dickens is going on at the Blue Room Theater? A family-friendly version of Great Expectations. See this pip of a play tonight or tomorrow night at 7:30. At Chico State's Laxon Auditorium, the North Valley Chamber Chorale presents Handel's Messiah. Two chances to enjoy this perennial Christmas favorite along with other holiday pieces. Tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. In Yuba City, the Acting Company closes its production of A 1940s Radio Christmas Carol. At a hole-in-the-wall radio station in Newark, New Jersey, on Christmas Eve, the Feddington Players attempt to broadcast their take on the Dickens tale. Nothing goes right. Only three more performances, tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, and Sunday afternoon at 2. Tonight, at Grass Valley's Center for the Arts, renowned guitarist and vocalist Coco Montoya. This evening of powerhouse blues rock begins at 8 o'clock. That's the calendar for this week. Today's the birthday of Julie Taymor, the stage and film director famous for Broadway's The Lion King. I use cinematic things in a theatrical way on stage, Taymor explains, and in film, I use theatrical techniques in a cinematic way.
I'm here at Chico Theater Company, and I'm talking about their present production, It's a Wonderful Life, the musical. And I have the director, producer here, Mark Edson.
Hello, Tom. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. Well, it's great that you're bringing such a Christmas-appropriate show to Chico Theater Company. How do you feel that the addition of music and songs makes this different from the movie that we're so used to seeing?
I think it revives it a lot. I mean, we've done a dry version without any music where we just adapted the screenplay, and then we've done the radio play several times also. But I got excited when I heard about this one, and then when I actually heard the music, I really fell in love with it because it takes a story. You know what's going to happen through the whole thing, but it takes it and it, like I said, revitalizes it. Music, as you know, brings so much more emotion when it's on the stage and somebody singing a song. The music along with the lyrics and seeing the actor perform it just heightens that emotion. And I think that's the key to this one, is you can really feel it much more instead of just watching the story for the umpteenth time.
Well, what was it like directing these actors? How did you manage to make it fresh for them and for the audience?
That was a challenge, because almost everyone had seen it. Some of the younger ones hadn't seen the show before. But at the beginning, they tend to kind of just recite the lines or kind of mimic the characters that they'd seen. And so we did a lot of one-on-one where I'd pull an actor aside and we'd work together on it. I would have them step out of that character that they're plastically portraying and try to find out the emotion behind what they're saying. Their intention of the scene was, what are they trying to get across? And I really saw some great growth in the actors. A lot of these people are new, hadn't never been on stage before, cast of 28. And like I say, there was some really good growth. I'm really proud of the job that they've done.
You know, this is a great show for a town like Chico because it's about the small town community experience.
Absolutely. I've been here in Chico since the mid-1960s, seen it grown a lot. But to me, it has not ever outgrown that small town status. And to me, Bedford Falls and Chico are very synonymous, where you can walk down the street and say, hey, how you doing? You see someone you haven't seen for a while and you just stop and you talk, or you go have a cup of coffee at a sidewalk cafe. It still has that small town feel. And that's what we really tried to get across with Bedford Falls. And then, on the flip side of that, when it's not a happy town and it turns into Pottersville and, it becomes like a big city where people do not interact and there's a lot of unhappiness in the city.
Do you feel that going to see this show that people will appreciate their lives more and appreciate the town more?
That's the key. That's why I love this story. When it gets to the end and Clarence talks about, how one man's life affects so many others and leaves a hole, and how Harry wasn't alive to save all the guys on those transport because George wasn't there to save Harry. Even now, just talking about it, it chokes me up. And I think that comes across. Like I said, I think the music really helps enhance that story. I see men, women, children out there, they're dabbing their eyes. It's a happy crying because it makes you appreciate yourself, makes you feel better about yourself, that the life that you're living is worthy.
So how do you feel wrapping up your year of plays, your season, with such a beloved Christmas story?
It was great. I was very excited about it. It's never been done up here in Chico. I know a traveling group came through Sacramento. I didn't get to see it, but I talked to some people who did. They raved about it. It's interesting diving in and directing a show that you've never actually seen on stage before. You really have to stretch your imagination, figure out how to do it. And this show has 22 different scenes that have to be on the stage. So we went a little minimalistic on the sets, but we used a lot of set pieces moving off and on very fast, as you saw. I think it's a great wrap-up. We've had a great year. It's been our second best year in attendance, in the 14-year history of the theater. It just fills my heart, and it's going to be a Merry Christmas for us here at Chico Theater Company.
We've been talking with Mark Edson at Chico Theater Company. He's the managing director and also the director of this current production, It's a Wonderful Life, the musical. We have the lead actor. This is Tom Knowles. Your part is George Bailey, and I'm sure that you are very aware of this movie because everybody watches it over and over again at Christmas time. Did you feel like you were competing with Jimmy Stewart?
The day I auditioned, I think I tried to be like Jimmy Stewart, and I was told very quickly, don't try to be Jimmy Stewart. Try to be just yourself as George Bailey, and so I did try to do that.
What do you enjoy most about performing in It's a Wonderful Life, the musical?
I really enjoy singing, and I enjoy singing harmony, especially with my counterpart, Mary. I think we sing well together in good harmony, and that is probably one of the best parts for me.
Have you been in many musicals before?
Only two others. I have four children, so it's a lot of work to be out here doing this, but it's very rewarding as well.
Tom, going through the journey of this character every night here at Chico Theater Company, does it make you look at your life a little bit differently? Make you maybe extra thankful for the things that you have?
every night as I do George Bailey, it's like an emotional roller coaster. He goes from so many highs and lows throughout the show. It's a very personal part for me. For some reason, I really identify with George Bailey. We've watched the movie every Christmas for years, and I'm from a small town. In some ways, I lived a similar existence to George Bailey. I wanted to get out and do big things and never quite got there. So I identify with George a lot.
What's your favorite song in the score to sing yourself?
The most challenging every night is when I have to stand on the bridge, ready to jump off the bridge and bring a lot of emotion to it. And it's my favorite in a way. It's definitely the one I think about the most. Also, early in the show, we do If You Want the Moon, Mary and I do together, and there's a lot of joy in that song. That one, too, is one of my favorites.
Of course, your character, George Bailey, he represents the most decent kind of human being. What's it like being that beacon of decentness?
Yeah, early in the show, they all sing a tribute song to me. That's George Bailey, and I'm not acting when I look like I'm saying, oh, gee whiz, because it feels funny. It makes me feel a little embarrassed, everyone singing a song about me to me.
So when you tell family and friends they should go see this show, what's your pitch? Why should people go to Chico Theater Company and see It's a Wonderful Life, the musical?
The troupe that we have, they're just wonderful people and full of joy. But I think it's wonderful, too, that you can ring in the Christmas season with a show like this, and you can bring your kids of practically any age, and they'll all enjoy it. They'll enjoy the music and be able to follow the story and walk out really in the Christmas spirit.
We have here Alicia Stulp. She plays Mary Bailey. What's it like being in the middle of this well-known Christmas tale, but adding music to it?
Well, I saw this play a few years ago in Sacramento and absolutely fell in love with the music. Of course, I'd seen the movie before that, but after seeing the musical, I, of course, bought the CDs because they were amazing, and I've been listening to them for the last few years. And so the songs are really just part of my soul, I feel like. And so to get to come here and sing them on stage for other people is really just like a dream come true.
How do you feel being on stage with this lovely family? Of course, you got George, the husband, and you got four kids. You feel like you're in an alternate family here?
Every play I've done here, I've felt like I've been an alternate family, because going through rehearsals, rehearsal after rehearsal, night after night, and then coming together and putting together this show, the whole cast really becomes sort of a second family. We talk a lot about, this is my theater family here. Each and every one of the people here has a very special place in my heart.
What's it like working with those small children? Because, you know, some people say don't work with children on stage. How's it been?
Well, one of the children is my own, so I'm a little biased in that, but I think it's great. I have my degree in child development. I love children. I used to teach preschool. I'm always working with kids in some capacity, so I think it's never boring. You know, you never quite know what to expect. I hear it takes a lot of patience, but I think it's so much fun that it's absolutely worth it.
What's been their reaction to the process of putting this show together, the kids?
Two of them are very quiet. And two of them are not. The two louder ones, you know, they've got a great sense of humor. We're always making jokes backstage, just, you know, really bonding and connecting. And then the other two, we've been trying to kind of get them to talk a little more and open up backstage and connect and bond. And I think we've really achieved that with all of them.
Well, let's talk with some of those kids.
That one's his.
This is Daisy Knowles, Zuzu Bailey.
Hi.
You're going to be on the radio, sweetie, long as you answer these questions.
Daisy Knowles, is that right?
Uh-huh.
We have here Daisy Knowles. She plays Zuzu, the second youngest of the children. What's it like being in this musical?
It's fun.
So what do you like best about doing this show? Do you like the singing, or do you like the group numbers, or what do you like?
I like when I get to be rolled out on a couch.
Because you play the sick kid for a while.
Yep.
What has it been like having this family on stage, you know, at Christmas time in this magical setting with all these, actually, one of them's easy because George Bailey is your father, right?
Yep.
Is it fun doing this as a team activity with your dad?
Sure.
Have you been in lots of shows?
No.
What's this like for you as a new activity, being in theater?
It's exciting.
What's exciting about it?
I like that when we're in the dressing rooms, I sing to the songs and I dance sometimes.
You've been getting full houses. What's it like being in front of the audience in this show?
It's also exciting and fun.
So you're going to do more plays?
If my dad lets me.
Tell me about your character, Zuzu.
Okay. Zuzu is a sick kid and she's George Bailey's favorite because I'm the only one who doesn't get yelled at. Uh-huh. Everybody likes Zuzu.
Okay. So when did you find out that you had this role? Was it, it was after your dad was cast in the show?
He did the audition and then there was no Zuzu. And so dad asked me if I wanted to be Zuzu and I said sure. And they had me read the lines. I did it.
Did you realize it was going to be such a intense activity to go through all those rehearsals and everything?
No. I mean, I'm up a little late, but yeah.
All right. Well, welcome to the world of theater. I thought you did a great job. Thanks. Okay, well, tell us your real name and the name of the part you're playing.
My name is Nikyla, and I'm playing Janie.
And Janie is?
Janie's George's older daughter, the second oldest kid.
Have you been in many shows before?
Yes.
What do you like about being on stage in a show?
It's fun.
Had you been familiar with this story from seeing the movie?
I haven't seen the movie, but I watched the play in Sacramento for years ago.
So, Nikyla, did you find out that you had this part after your mom was cast as Mary Bailey?
Yes.
So you were kind of drafted into this role?
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything where you sang or did anything performance-wise in school or anything like that?
No, I homeschool.
But you said you'd been in lots of shows before. Where have you been in shows?
Here.
At Chico Theater Company. Mm-hmm. I'll try to describe what's extra fun about doing shows at Chico Theater Company.
Well, I've never done shows anywhere else. I've always done shows here.
Well, let's ask your mom. Why do you do shows here at Chico Theater Company?
Everybody we've encountered at Chico Theater Company, as far as directors, choreographers, have just been so fantastic to work with. They're very family-friendly theater. We just keep coming back to work with these wonderful people here.
You and your family can see one of the final performances of It's a Wonderful Life, the musical, at Chico Theater Company. It plays tonight, 7:30. Tomorrow night at 7:30, and there's a matinee Sunday at 2, although that matinee is sold out, there may be some cancellations. But your best bet is tonight's performance or tomorrow's performance. Just a few years ago on Broadway, there was another musical based on a favorite holiday movie, A Christmas Story, the musical. And that show will be broadcast live on television this Sunday night on Fox TV. Let's preview some of the music. Ralphie is a little boy in the 1940s who desperately wants a certain gift for Christmas, a Red Ryder BB gun.
Goodbye November, Thanksgiving's gone. Now every house and home and has a plastic reindeer on its lawn. Ralphie, please! The season's starting, I'll give you proof. The Millers bought a 9-foot dancing Santa for their roof.
Frank, start the car, the boys are almost ready.
But this year, don't need another plaid tie. This year, I want a gift my parents won't buy. And it's 34,058 minutes away. It's almost nearly getting close to counting down to Christmas Day.
Get away! Get away! Shoot! shoot!
And then there's my old man. My old man and the neighbor's hounds.
Bumpus! Call him off!
A battle as fierce as the front lines of 1940.
You have a mission. You set a plan. You know to get that gift, you've also gotta get to your old man. And then there's Mother. She can be tough. But gently drop some hints and maybe that might be enough. Ralphie, let's go! Cause this year, wants another wolf.
Ooh, let's take the back
road. Girl, I want a gift, I want to unwrap. And
there's not enough time,
Higby's Department Store. The high watermark of the pre-Christmas season was the corner window display at Higby's. For several days, the window was curtained and dark, awaiting the magical night of color and dazzle that would make Salvador Dali look like Norman Rockwell.
Papa Cole.
Is he here?
No pretty presents from the North Pole.
A special event for musical theater fans, an extended version of A Christmas Story the Musical will be broadcast live on Fox Television this Sunday night. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.